White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 27, 1902. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I thank the Lord that I am at home. I have not yet had strength to look over my writings. When I attempt to do this, I become confused. You and Brother Palmer must be patient. Remember that there are some things I shall not be able to do till I get my strength. One evening I went down to prayers. This effort cut down my strength so that I have not dared to repeat it. I am so glad that I am at home. We are having clear, cold January weather. I have good accommodations for keeping warm, as I had at Nashville. But there I was so much reduced in strength that I dared not keep a fire in the stove all the time. For 4 days I did not have a fire. The 4 days and nights I spent on the cars coming home were a rest to me. I suffered somewhat, but most of the time was free from pain, though not able to eat. My appetite left me some time before I went to the East, but now it has returned, and I am hungry when mealtime comes. My thistle greens, nicely cooked and seasoned with sterilized cream and lemon juice, are very appetizing. I have vermicelli tomato soup one meal and greens the next. I have begun again to eat potato meal. My food all tastes good. I am like a fever patient who has been half-starved, and I am in danger of overeating. Sarah has just returned from Oakland. She spent a week with her niece. When the baby was born, there was something the matter with his head. The doctor thought a blood vessel had been ruptured. But the lump on the baby's head is disappearing, and he is doing nicely. After dinner today, Sarah and I drove to St. Helena. We had just returned when Dr. Winiger and Sister Gotzian called. I talked with them for an hour. Now the afternoon has almost gone. I sent you a short letter today. I have received your letter and the copies you sent. I was much pleased with your letter. Your plans are right. I see that Nashville cannot be a center for the school interests and the other interests that will be built up in the South. The Southern field must be worked. I shall try to collect all I have written on this subject and put it in shape to be used. And as soon as I can gather a little strength, I shall write some things. But I find that I have some articles written and that I am in danger of repeating. I shall have some matters copied out of my diaries. My son, now is the time for you and Brother Palmer to move guardedly. I hope that you and he will not take yourselves in your own hands. Do not put your trust in men. Be self-controlled. Be sure that you will walk with God in great peace of mind if you study His Word and practice its teachings. You must have rest. Do not do as I have done, become so worn that you cannot work. I wish you would come apart and rest a while, but wherever you go, exert a Christ-like influence. Come as near as possible to all the believers you meet. You will see many inconsistencies, but be wise in speech and action. Make friends, and the Lord will surely bless you and them. In regard to the food question, it is not the easiest thing in the world to state in clear lines what should be done in regard to this matter, and in regard to the restrictions that are being prepared to bind God's people with cords, restrictions that are contrary to God's mind and will. What a comfort it is, when tempted and tried, to know that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. What a comfort it is to know that we may walk with God in peace. When tempted and tried, rely on the one who says to you, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. We can trust fully in His power. The Lord understands your motives and the purity of the plans He designs you to carry out in the turning of the wheel of providence. You will see more clearly when the cloud lifts. Jesus will open the way. Only trust in Him. You need not make all your joys and all your sorrows public property. Silence is often eloquence. The promise is that if you ask God for wisdom, He will give it to you without reproaching you. He will regulate your thoughts and actions so that you shall act with propriety toward God and man. I wish to say that I do not feel clear in regard to steps to Christ. I shall not make any move until I get further light in reference to the matter. I do not wish to make it appear that I desire to sever all connection with the Review and Herald. At the present time, those there are having many trials. Jones was asked if he would connect with the Review and Herald for a few months. He says that he has no light to do this. He regards the publishing house in Battle Creek as a hard place to be in. Things there are to be worked out on right lines, but how this is to be done, we do not yet understand. The great wheel of God's providence is turning. God will work with you. I have not dared to write out that which I hope to write in regard to perplexing questions. I have some matter which I wrote in Battle Creek, April 28, 1901. This I shall have copied. When the warnings were given me in reference to your engaging in the boat business, the Lord saw the result of the whole matter. He saw the opportunity it would give the enemy to misconstrue and magnify every jot and tittle of what was done. Therefore, you were warned to beware, lest you should give occasion for criticism from those who would make the most of your every mistake. There are those who make a man an offender for a word. You know that all I said has been fulfilled. Who tried to save J.E. White when he was well nigh overwhelmed? His course of action had not been right, but those who denounced you were themselves guilty before God of wrongs that will not stand the test of the judgment. The love of God was not in their hearts. What hand was stretched out to save one who was driven into discouragement? But the hand of Christ was stretched out still. He drew you by the cords of His love, and He has never let go His hold of you. The Lord has sustained you and blessed you. He has signified that your work in the South is acceptable to Him. If men had ceased to find fault, if they had gone to work themselves, instead of placing stones before the wheels of the car someone was trying to push uphill, the Lord would have been better pleased. The Lord does not commend those who have hindered instead of taking hold to help to draw the load. He has blessed the workers who in the emergency acted a noble part. Now, Edson, my son, I have words to speak to you and Brother Palmer. It has been presented to me that the work of the Lord will advance in the South, but it will be under greater difficulties. There will be great opposition from those who in the past have neglected this field. But the Lord has a care for the Southern field. He will bless you as you strive to do your part. But avoid all meddling and gossiping. Do not allow prejudice to lead you to hinder the work.